Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your airways to your ears, you are now tuned into Pair Talk, the podcast. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and this podcast is going to be short, but to the point and really sweet because it's been in my spirit for like a week or at least the last couple of days. And everything that's happened up until this point has directed me to making this podcast because I feel like if it's something that I need in my spirit, it's something that as a collective we need in our spirit. So you just have to be obedient to whatever God puts on your heart and say it. No matter how much you get into how is it going to sound, how is it going to be received, your job is to just do whatever the spirit tells you. And the spirit is here to tell you something. If you can hear this message is meant for you. Okay, this is just what it is. Okay, I need you to listen. Come in close because it's important. God may not show up when you want him to, but I promise you, he will never be a minute late. So whatever you're doing in life, wherever you are, know that you are exactly where you need to be. I don't care how many times you tried before and it didn't work out. This is a new day. This is a new time. You are exactly where you need to be. So every morning, my daughter reads like an inspirational something out of this book that she got. And this morning, the first scripture that was inside the book that she read was Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. And he will establish your plans. So that's like for me, as far as I'm using this personally, for me, as far as like with outreach or motivational speaking or podcasting or YouTube, all of that. If you commit to God, he'll establish a plan for you. And the plan may not make sense on paper. It may not make sense to you. But all your job is to be obedient to whatever his word is. Because remember, it's not about glorifying us anyway. It's about glorifying the temple. If this message is offended somebody, find another channel. But this right here is for the people that actually need it. And if I need it, that means that somebody else needs it. But just know that God will never be a minute late. Another example or a synchronicity that happened to me today was I go to the gym every morning. I become more consistent and more disciplined with that. It has nothing to do with motivation. It has something to do with just doing what you say you're going to do, showing up for yourself, and just doing that consistently every day. Well, I had a later workout yesterday, so I wasn't able to get up at my normal time. And my alarms, when I have a couple of alarms, because sometimes I have an alarm for my alarm and then I have an alarm for that alarm. I'll just be honest. But this morning, I didn't hear any of my alarms because I needed to sleep. And I no longer overthink those things either because if my body requires rest, I'm going to give it rest. Not that it's going to be a detriment to anything else that I have to do in that day. But if my body is telling me that you did too much the previous day, you need to actually recover more, I'm going to listen to my body. And so today, the Spirit of God woke me up, or God woke me up at 4:59 a.m. I got up and looked down at my phone and it was 4:59 a.m. And immediately, within the next couple of seconds, it became 5:00. And that also confirmed in my spirit that I needed to do this podcast. It just goes to show you that even if your alarm doesn't wake you up or doesn't notify you to wake up, right? God is not going to allow you to miss something that's for you. Right now, I'm actively, fluently learning another language. And I have lessons Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. God made sure that at 4:59 a.m., I was up and ready to sign into my class at 5 a.m. Again, for those of you that didn't hear it, you're not late. It doesn't matter what you feel like you didn't get. You are right on time. And I'm going to close this podcast with this because I said it was going to be short. I was listening to a video recently on, I can't recall if it was on YouTube or TikTok, but there was a guy that was explaining that sometimes when you're driving at your regular pace, you'll see people that will speed past you. And a lot of times it's kind of like life. You feel like people are speeding past you in life. You feel like somebody went to college and they did all the steps and they did everything right. And you just still kind of stuck at your job or doing something. But God told you to be there. This is what God told you to do. And you feel like all these people just speeding past you. And that's not the case. Everybody has their own lane for a reason. Right? Now, this isn't verbatim what the man said. I'm adding my own stuff to it. My understanding. So the guy was like, sometimes you see people speed past you and you're like, oh my God, you feel like you need to speed up, but don't increase your speed because you did everything that you were supposed to do so that you can take your time to get to where you need to go. They're speeding because they're late. They're speeding because something that they might may not have done. You don't know what they could have an emergency in their car. You know, like this message is also what's coming in right now is to remain focused. Remain focused on whatever it is that God put into your heart. And if it's something that keeps resurfacing, that's not your mind. That's the Spirit of God telling you this is what you need to do to advance the kingdom. Because that's why we're here. We're not here just to go to our 9-to-5 jobs. I love my job, but that's not, I promise you, that's not the reason why the Lord created me to wake up every day and go to work for somebody else and die. I know that ain't my purpose in life. I know it's not. So again, the podcast was not meant to be really long. It was just meant to get to the point, to give you guys something. Because I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back. Today is a new day. And this is what a person who loves themselves does. This is what a person who is obedient to what God's words does. They act when God tells them to act. And that's what I'm doing. I'm acting right now. So all of those that can hear this message and this message was for you, go ahead and comment. Let me know y'all there. You know, this is a struggle trying to do this stuff. Okay? Let me know you hear me. Let me know that you're there. Let's interact with each other on this journey. And we're going to get to where we need to be. Every day may not be the best, but it's going to be better than yesterday. Okay? All right. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to my podcast. If you haven't subscribed or hit the notification bell and you feel like this is something that you would want to hear, go ahead and do that. Thank you again. Again, my name is First Lady Christina Renee. And this has been Parrot Talk, the podcast. I'll talk to you guys later.